climbing into the black bear den. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Black bears are doing really well in Michigan. The Department of Natural Resources estimates there are somewhere between 12,000 and 15,000 bears in the state. They're mostly in the UP and the northern Lower Peninsula. But in recent years, bears have been heading south and pushing into new territories. Bears have been spotted in the Thumb and around Flint, Grand Rapids, Battle Creek, and Lansing. Dwayne Etter is a bear researcher with the DNR.
We're trying to understand better how these bears are using these habitats and how they're moving through the landscape, if there's corridors that they're using.
To do that, they trap bears, put GPS radio collars on them, and let them go. On this day, they're checking on an 11-year-old male bear in Oceana County. They've invited a lucky few to tag along as they go right up to the sleeping bear in its den.
The only access to him is directly right at him, so there's no sneaking up. He knows you're there. The wind, the other issue we have is that our wind is blowing right into the den, so he's getting to smell us too.
Bears are not true hibernators. They're sleepy this time of year, but they can wake up quickly. Dwayne Etter says that's especially true this winter because it's been so warm. So Etter sends us civilians up to the top of a ridge to watch from a distance. He and two other DNR staffers approach the bear from a meadow below.
So do you see that hump down there?
That's his den.
Mike Wiegand is a wildlife technician with the DNR. We watch as the guys make their way through the valley below us.
They're going to come in and they'll dart him from the opening of the den.
They dart the bear. It takes a couple minutes for the drug to set in.
Sometimes I'll kind of poke it with a stick to see if it responds at all. Once they've determined that it's out and it's safe, they'll reach in there, kind of give the bear a tug on the arm, and then, you know, we're good to go.
Go ahead.
You can go ahead and bring everybody around.
We hop into trucks, drive around to the meadow, and hike up to the den. A couple of the biggest guys climb into the den and haul the sleeping bear out. He's jet black, and he's smaller than I expected.
Do you have a thermometer?
Yep.
They take his temperature, and they cover him with coats to keep him warm. They swap out his old radio collar for a new one and give him an overall checkup. DNR wildlife assistant Dan Moran points out this bear's got a few battle scars.
He probably fights, but he's probably
wins.
He's probably the boss.
Then the guys roll him carefully into a tarp and attach a scale to a big stick they found in the woods. It takes four guys to lift the bear. They try a couple times, but the scale's not working.
He's heavy. How about that?
Yeah.
They estimate the bear weighs around 300 pounds. When they wrap up their work, they pull him up the hill and put him back into his den. Dan Moran brushes snow off the bear's head and arranges him with his head peeking out of the den.
There we go. That's better, yeah.
Because he's still under the drug, we want him lying so his airway and nose are clear. You don't want his nose stuck in the mud or in the snow or dirt.
Then Moran checks the new collar to make sure it's working. Later, they'll download data from the bear's old collar to see where he's been. Dan Moran says bear encounters will be rare, and there's nothing to fear. He says bears will probably run away before you even see them.
Bears are pretty reclusive, pretty shy, travel mostly at night. You know, so you don't see them a lot. Respect the animals, you know, but don't be afraid of them. Enjoy them.
You can watch a video of the black bear checkup on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.